This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
Hi, I'm Fatima Jamalan. I come from Iran. I'm studying English at University of Westminster in London. I'm planning to stay here for 2 or 3 years, and I want to study genetics or marine biology.
Now, we have a little challenge for you. You're going to hear two people talking. Which person lives in London now? Have a listen.
Where do you call home?
I haven't experienced many cities in my life. I lived in London for 5 years, and although I only moved to Glasgow 2 years ago, it feels like home already to me. I suppose it's because the people are so friendly.
Well, I moved here in 2001, so I've lived here for 6 years, and London really feels like home to me now.
So which of those two people lives in London now? The first person or
the second person?
The second person, okay. Listen again. Both of them use the verb to live. The first person we heard there said, I lived in London. What does the second person say? Just have a listen.
I've lived here for 6 years.
I've lived here for 6 years.
I've lived here for 6 years. And do you know what that structure is? I have lived. I've lived here. Do you know what we call that grammatical structure? It's not important. Just wondering if you do.
Okay. I don't know.
We call that the present perfect. The present perfect. And now over to our grammar expert, Nuala, who's going to tell us a little bit about this grammar topic, the present perfect.
Eleanor used the present perfect, I've lived. We use the present perfect when we want to talk about a period of time that started in the past and continues until now. If the activity is completed or finished, or we mention the exact time something happened, we use the past simple. Listen to Finn.
I lived in London for 20 years.
We use the present perfect to talk about an action that began in the past and is still continuing now, sometimes called the unfinished past.
I haven't experienced many cities in my life.
He hasn't experienced many cities in his life. The period of time we're talking about is his life, which hasn't finished yet.
I've lived here for 6 years.
She's lived here for 6 years means she came to London 6 years ago and she's still here now. So, to recap then, we use the present perfect to talk about an action or state that began in the past and still continues now. That's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
Okay, so that's the present perfect. Are you ready for your present perfect grammar challenge?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about the actor Tom Cruise. With the prompts that I give you, you have to make a true sentence about Tom. Okay, here's the first one. He, acting in films in 1981. Begin.
He began acting in films in
1981. Okay, well done. Okay, that was the simple past there. Good. He, more than 30 movies. Star.
Stars. I don't know.
Do you think it's present perfect or past simple?
Past simple, I think.
Is he making movies now?
Yes. Still.
So he's still making movies. Yeah. So he can star in some more movies.
He has starred in more than 30 movies.
Okay, well done. He 3 Golden Globe Awards. Win.
He has won 3 Golden Globe Awards.
Excellent. He, in the first Mission Impossible film in 1996, and use the verb act.
He acted in the first Mission Impossible film in 1996.
You've got exactly there, the simple past, because we had 1996. It's in the past, it's finished, so simple past. He, 3 times, be married.
He married 3 times?
If he was dead, you could say that. But he's still alive, so maybe he could...
He's been married 3 times.
Excellent. Very good. Well done.
Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com.
Well done, Fatima. That completes your grammar challenge. Well done.
bbclearningenglish.com.